But I think what you still need to recognize and remember is that youth policy and youth work is one of the strongest tools we have to try to improve the life conditions of certain young people. And I think what we've had this week here at the Enter Youth meeting, where we've gathered youth workers from different parts of Europe, youth workers that are, most of them are working in what we've called disadvantaged neighborhoods. These youth workers have really shown what a difference you can make when working with young people in your own community. And I think what many young people actually lack today is the feeling of the community being interested in them, in caring about them, in there being a community at all, I guess.
Antonia, there is cynicism that meetings like Enter that you mentioned, which are supposed to focus attention on the social rights of young people from deprived neighbourhoods, that they don't really amount to very much because young people, due to their lack of experience, because they don't vote, because they're young and because they're poor, can't really influence national governments and national policy. How do you answer that?
Well, I think we have, and with we, I guess I mean the youth sector of the Council of Europe, I think we've taken a good step with this whole Enter process. It's a process that's been going on now for the last years, and it's a result of some kind of an insight that the work we do tend to benefit the more privileged young people rather than the less privileged young people. In a way, the Enter project is a brilliant example of the capacity and also, in a way, the specificity of the youth sector of the Council of Europe. Because what we've had is a decision-making process where both young people and governments have been able to identify disadvantaged neighbourhoods and the situations that young people in them face and the difficulties in accessing social rights as something we really want to work with. And after having identified that problem, somehow trying to identify solutions, ending up organising a long-term training course where we've worked with a bunch of youth workers from different parts of Europe. So working with them over a period of 2 years, I think, having different kinds of capacity buildings, trying to give them the tools that they then need to be able to do work in their local communities. So these youth workers have developed different projects and got the support from the educational team here in the youth sector, and also some of them have got the financial support of the European Youth Foundation, so they are getting another of our instruments. And then what we now have is a meeting where these youth workers have brought some of the young people that they have been working with in their local communities. So in a way, really showing some sort, possibly, of a best practice, I think, when it comes to involving what I guess somebody would call real young people in a political process. Because what we're doing is that we try to bring them here, and we try to facilitate their sharing of realities, sharing of experiences, and then actually together work with these experiences and somehow transform them into policies. So our dream is to use the experiences of these young people, use the experiences of the youth workers here, and formulate recommendations to then propose to the Committee of Ministers.
Okay, so you've outlined very neatly what the Enter meeting's about. What is coming next? What are the plans that the Council of Europe has in terms of youth policy for the future?
Well, what's coming next is that we hope to have a recommendation on access to social rights, and this is of course a political process where we're very much depending on the goodwill of the member states. I think the good thing here is that most member states recognize that this is a problem, that we have groups of young people that desperately need a strengthened access to their social rights.